Hello, everybody. I just want to do a quick boo here about the retro games I found. We have this independent video game store here called Game Shack. It's right in the middle of the tourist area, which is Yonge and Dundas in Toronto. That's basically our version of Times Square, pitiful version of Times Square. It's by no means is a Times Square. Anyways, and there is a video game store, which is usually, it's a hit or miss store. Like, you could get really good specials there, or you can get really shitty specials there. But it varies. It all depends what your luck is that day. Well, it seems today I really lucked out. I went there with my girlfriend because I had the feeling that, I have to go there. I felt like I have to go there, so I'm like, okay. So I go there, I look through the store, there's nothing really special there, other than a huge bevy of Game Boy games. I'm like, what the fuck? It's like, what is... Somebody sold their entire collection? Like, I'm talking 50 games here. 50 Game Boy games. And not crappy ones. Like, we've gone from good to crappy to decent. You know, it's all shape and forms. But just as I was about to leave, I didn't notice that in one of the counters was full of PlayStation, Saturn, NES, SNES, and Genesis games, including box and unboxed games. So the Super Nintendo games, there was nothing impressive. There was just a whole bunch of sports games in there and MK2. But here was the kicker. The games were all reasonably priced. All of them were. With the exception, of course, Final Fantasy was in there for the NES, and that was $24. I mean, people want like $40 for that on the game. But all the other games were marked $5 and $4.99 and $9.99. And you know what? No retro game, in theory, if we lived in a perfect world without collectors, I know I'm being a hypocrite because I'm one of them. All these games would cost no more than $5 to $10. And I think that's what the GameCube is up right now, actually, because I picked up Mario Kart Double Dash, although I don't have a GameCube, but it was $5. So I'm like, you know, if this game's going to be worth money eventually, you know, like 5-6 years down the road, these games are going to cost an astronomical amount of money. People are just going to want them. They're going to desire them and whatnot. Oh, no, don't tell me I got the fucking noise. Or do I? No, I don't know. My levels were just messing around a little bit, I guess. Well, that's not there, otherwise it would be moving. But anyways, so what I did is I got some games there. I got 6 of them. I got 3 Genesis games and 3 Super Nintendo, and 3 NES games. Now, with the NES, I don't know that many games for it. I, as I said before, I missed the entire NES era. Like, I totally missed it. And so the only games that I know of, though, are the obscure ones. And those are the ones that have product in gold cartridges. They're in their own black cartridges, you know. They're basically in the not licensed by Nintendo aisle. And one of those brands that I love is Tengen. Or Tengen, however you want to call it. Tengen. And I love their game. Most of them are unlicensed. My collection for those games started with Tetris. And then I eventually got into Pac-Man. Miss Pac-Man. And I want to collect the whole Tengen set from NES? I don't, actually. But there are certain games that I know and that I wanted. And they were $5. So I got Alien Syndrome, which is Tengen, and it's a clean label. It's like new. It has a microplay sticker on the back, which features a phone number. Like, we didn't always have to dial the area code with our phone numbers here in Toronto. That only happened like about 14 years ago. And no more now, 15 years ago that happened. So then you had to start dialing the area code in front of the number because we're running out of phone numbers. And it still has a non-area code phone number on the back. Oh, sorry. And also Gauntlet. I mean, who doesn't like that? The one thing that I really love about the Alien Syndrome one is right on the cover, it says copyright 1987 and copyright 1989 Sega Enterprises Limited. Now, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I believe that Sega was making their own consoles and game systems in 1989. They had the Genesis and they had the Sega Master System. So it's like, what are they doing making games or licensing games over to, you know, the Super Nintendo? Or the NES, rather. Anyway, so yeah, Gauntlet needs no explanation. Everybody knows what Gauntlet is. And then I got something really, really obscure. Victor and I always talk about this brand of games, and the cartridge is kind of in rough shape, but the label's fine. That's all I care about. And that's the Fantastic Adventures of Dizzy. This is a 2D platformer, I believe. Is it a 2D platformer? I just added these to my database of games here. Yeah, it's an adventure game. Came out in 1993, actually. It's one of those cartridges that has a switch on the back. And this was made by Comerica. So the first one is position B. Only use this position if the game does not work in position A, and then position A is what you're supposed to have the game in. So I got it on position A. I'm going to take these all apart and clean them, because I don't think that store cleans their own games. I mean, it really doesn't look like the kind of game that cleans their games. But it looks like I'll be printing some covers for these, and I'm also going to have to Dremel out three cases I have to Dremel them out because the NES games don't fit in there unless I make them fit in there. I retrofit the cases so that they'll fit. For the Genesis, we got Weapon Lord, which is a 2D Namco fighter, which came out in 19... This is when they started making games for the PlayStation. And I'm not quite sure why they were still bringing out 2D fighting games on the SNES and Genesis. The other one is Tasmania. Everybody knows what that is. And the third one here is a really obscure title. And that's Shining in the Darkness. Shining in the Darkness is an RPG made by Sega. And, well, not made by Sega. Who's the publisher of this one? Well, Sega's just a publisher. But it's an RPG game, and I've never played a Genesis RPG game, so let's try that one. Plus, I like the cover of it. It had a nice cartoonish look to it. And it was only $5, so what did I care? Most of these games, well, two of these games were $10, the rest of them were $5. So there's two $10 games, and the rest were all $5. So that's 20, 35. So I paid about 40, 42 bucks for all these after tax. And I don't regret it one bit because I compared the prices of them to eBay, and on eBay I would have spent about 90 to 100 bucks for all of these combined. So, fuck it. Anyhow, this victory calls for a victory hit. I know that I told you all about it. And then after that, I'm going to read you guys some of the... I'm going to read you off my game collection that I have cataloged. I think that's it. I took a pretty dense hit there. Yeah, it's enough. Yeah. That's about it for now. Yeah, I took a pretty deep hit. Let's put that away. Anyhow. So let me read you through my game collection a little bit. I've not shared this. I made an Excel sheet of a shipwreck. I'm going to see what I can quickly read you off here. I'm going to read... this goes in the following order: SNES, NES, N64, Sega CD, Genesis, Saturn, Game Boy, Game Boy Advance, Nintendo DS, PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, and 360. I haven't made an Atari one in here because I only have like 6 of them. So I'm not sure if that's worth cataloging. I also have one with a Dreamcast in it, but I'm not going to do the Dreamcast because that's ridiculous, because I have over 100 Dreamcast games, and most of them are burnt. So there's no purpose in trying to get those to, you know, work differently with you or whatnot. So, for the, first of all, I have 78 Super Nintendo games. I have 15 NES games. I have 5, sorry, I have 15 NES games. I have 5 N64 titles. I have 6 legit Sega CD games. I don't put the illegit ones on there. They're not on the list, but there's like another 24 more. I have 30 Genesis games now, with the additions that I had today. One of my favorites on this list is Arch Rivals. That is the very first basketball game, and I really, really wish they would remake it. I think that game's ready for a comeback. IMO. Saturn, we got 4 games. We got Daytona USA, Major League Baseball, Panzer Dragoon, and Panzer Dragoon 2, or 2, if you like, in English. I have more than that. I have to catalog these properly still. My Game Boy games, 7 Game Boy Advance games, 19 now. 19 DS games. No, 20. No, I should have about 21, actually, sorry. Again, I got to recatalog those. I got 6 PS1 games, which are Chrono Cross, Marvel Super Heroes, which is hard to find, Street Fighter EX Plus Alpha, Final Fantasy Chronicles, Need for Speed High Stakes, and Street Fighter Alpha 3. Street Fighter Alpha 3 I bought over 10 years ago at EB, or Electronic Boutique it was still called back then. I bought it, I think, for 12 or 14 bucks, and it's complete. And then my Marvel Super Heroes I paid $5 for because it didn't come with the original case. But, of course, with today's printing technology, which are like I've done, I've just made a cover for it. And, of course, Chrono Cross and Final Fantasy Chronicles. I really like it because I only got that because it was Chrono Trigger. I bought that one brand new for 14 bucks. PlayStation 2, we got 22 games. I know I'm probably missing a game or two on here. Like, I can already see I'm missing Crazy Taxi, which is a game that I have. That I haven't added. And then for the PlayStation 3, I have 10 games. Xbox 360, I have 25. So, that's pretty rad. My PlayStation 3 one is about to increase because... Actually, I should put Saints Row 2 in here now since I do technically own it, but I own it as a DLC game. I'm not sure if that still counts. It should, though. It should still count. Yeah, I didn't bother putting in the Dreamcast or the Neo Geo because the Dreamcast, I don't really play that much, and I would say 98% of the games are burned, so I can't really count burned games as a thing. I think, though, I would like to reburn every one of those games with those black Maxels, which I've done for a few games already, actually. But anyways, I'm starting to feel the drugs kicking in here, so let's see. I'm going to put it down as NTSC DLC because it's downloadable. Or should I say G-O-D, Games on Demand. Actually, that would make more sense, Games on Demand, G-O-D. There we go. Oh, God. Anyhow. So anyhow, I just wanted to do a short boo here, which wound up being almost 15 minutes. So anyhow, so much for the shortness. But until next time, toodles.